But I simply spent time thinking about what this verse is saying and praying about it. And I'd like to share with you, I'm going to share with you a great number of scriptures this morning. I'm not going to mention any of the references. I'm going to try to share this scripture with you from God's point of view. So, if my people, meaning not merely attenders or certainly not pretenders, not just the affiliated, not just the regulars, but my people. If my people, whom I created you, I formed you, I redeemed you, I called you by name, you're mine. Those who tremble at my word, those who have the Lamb's name and my name written on their foreheads. As I made Adam of the dust of the earth and Eve from his rib, so it's because of me that you're in Christ Jesus. You're born not merely of blood, not merely of the will of the flesh, not just from the will of man, but you're born of me. So if my people called by my name, don't boast that you're Catholic or Protestant or Hindu, for no human designation will stand in my court. In my courts, everyone speaks of my glory. There's but one denomination acceptable in heaven, sons of mine, through faith in Jesus Christ. So, if my people, called by my name, humble themselves, meaning they do justice and love mercy and walk humbly with me, those who've humbled themselves under my mighty hand. Humility is the most basic, fundamental characteristic of all my people. Those who walk in pride, I'm not only able to abase, I do so. It's the poor in spirit who'll share my kingdom, and it's the meek who inherit the earth. So, if my people, called by my name, humble themselves and pray. Some pray not at all. Some only a little. Some only in emergency. Some just a rehearsed prayer. But if my people, called by my name, humble themselves and pray. If they ask that they might receive, if they knock that they might gain admission, if they seek that they may find, if they pray in faith, nothing wavering. My people, called by my name, humble themselves and pray and seek my face. Not merely bringing requests, not just stating needs, but seek my face. Not turning to astrology nor horoscopes, certainly not to politicians, not to financial planners. There's no good apart from me, and there's no counsel against me. So when I say, seek ye my face, you must respond, my face, Lord, will I seek. So if my people do these things, then, but there's one more thing that absolutely can't be left out or overlooked. You are not now, nor will you ever be my people. Though you use my name, though you practice humility, though you pray, you're not my people if you do not turn from your wicked ways. Make no mistake. Make no excuse. Look for no loophole. Don't be deceived. I'm not mocked. You'll never be sinless on earth, for there isn't a just man on earth that does good and sins not. But you cannot be mine and love your sin, for no man has ever yet lived that could serve two masters. Without holiness, no one will see me. You may be sure of this, that everyone who's sexually immoral or impure or covetous, that's an idolater, has no inheritance in my and my son's kingdom. You cannot discern the full depths of your sin, and I can't fail to. I discern your thoughts from afar, and before a word is on your tongue, I know it altogether. Every idle word you've ever uttered, you'll give an account to me when you stand before me. It's not your enemy's sins. It's not society's sins. It's not your spouse's sins that separate you from me. It's because you regard iniquity in your heart that I won't hear you. I'm the Lord. My hand isn't shortened that I cannot save. My ear isn't dull that I cannot hear. Sin unforgiven will separate us for all eternity. Sin unconfessed is what separates us right now. I'm of purer eyes than to see evil. I cannot look at wrong. Adam, Achan, David all tried to hide their sin from me to no avail. Mountains and rocks will not avert my eyes nor stay my hand. So, my people called by my name humble themselves, pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then. Now, folks, it's here that our verses change course, but it's really important to notice how they do. The time of our actions is past, and God's just beginning. But the things we're commanded to do have not the aim of changing God's mind or actions, but ours. We should expect much, not because we've done well, but because our great God can't fail to do so. Remember, says God, I created the ground upon which you walk. I uphold all things by the word of my power. I raise the dead. I grant eternal life. I destroy devils. So it's I who will hear from heaven. I already know all things, but this matter has my attention. You who've obeyed my voice now have audience with me. I've ever held obedience over sacrifice. Therefore, I'm listening with favor. A shout isn't necessary because a whisper I won't miss. I heard Jonah from the depths of the sea. I heard Hagar in the wilderness. I heard my people in the brick kilns of Egypt. I heard my son from the cross. And I hear you. But notice, I will hear from heaven. You recall it was from heaven that I daily sent manna to my people and sustained them for over 40 years. From heaven, I looked down on the plight of my people and blessed and protected them. It was from heaven that Solomon prayed that I would grant forgiveness to my people, and I do so. It's from heaven that I send the rain so that your harvests are rich. And it's from heaven that my son will descend with a shout. And having done so, the dead in Christ will rise, as did Lazarus at his same command. I hear from heaven. It's my throne. Earth is merely a footstool. Heaven's the place of all authority, the real Supreme Court. I'm above all things, yet in intimate control of them. Stars I number and name, waves I still, sparrows I uphold, the mute I hear. And I who hears from heaven will forgive your sin. There is forgiveness with me. I'm faithful and just to forgive your sin, to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. There is no salvation in any other. Repentance and forgiveness of sins is ever to be preached in my Son's name and to be offered to all nations. Forgiveness is my prerogative. It's my choice. It's my pleasure. And it's my delight. Forgiveness bears my name and reveals my character. I delight to show mercy. It's my heart's response to the misery of sin. I'm a gracious God and merciful, slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love. I relent from disaster. It's my gospel that my son bled to deliver. You have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of your sins according to the riches of my grace. I forgive not 7 times, not 77. My people are forgiven for all eternity. It's an eternal redemption. I have no limits. I've got no boundaries. I save to the uttermost. I receive sinners. I do not condemn the condemned. I unashamedly call my people my brothers, and I invite them to share my throne with my son who overcame. I love none more or less because my love is completely of grace and not of merit. Even the faith to believe is my gift. It's not of your works. You can only boast in me. My banner over all my people is love. And my son, the good shepherd, who gives his life for the sheep and leaves none of them behind. He tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in his arms. He carries them in his bosom and leads gently those with young. My forgiveness goes far beyond the individual and is much greater than immediate circumstances. Remember, the one who forgives you is I, who hears from heaven. I spoke and it was done. I form light and create darkness. I declare the end from the beginning. I raise the dead. Bring into existence that which doesn't exist. I do exceedingly abundantly above all you've ever asked or thought. I give good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over. For all eternity, all my people will have as much as they want. They'll eat to their fill and have much left over. My mercy's from everlasting to everlasting. My grace is lavished upon you in wisdom and prudence. I've removed your transgressions as far away as the east is from the west, and your sins are cast into the depths of the sea. I, who've overlooked nothing and cannot possibly forget anything, I choose to not remember your sin. As I see you through the righteousness of my Son, you're holy, unblameable, unreprovable in my sight. I'm God. Of course, my thoughts are much, much higher than yours. You can never, ever know how much. I can't be outdone. I can't be overestimated. I cannot be preempted. My wisdom and knowledge come from depths of riches you could never, ever possibly fathom. My ways will forever to the eyes of men be unsearchable and inscrutable. No one knows my mind. I've never been counseled. No gift can be given that will ever be worthy of me. For from me and through me and to me be all things. Eternal glory is the habitation of my throne. And I will heal your land. You think your present world can't be mended. Your relationships can't be healed or reconciled. You forget that I grew my people in bondage. And even when their sin brought judgment and brought them into captivity, even there I rebuilt their wall. I rebuilt their temple. I destroyed their enemies. And I proved my sovereign hand by doing it all with pagan kings' money. Do not doubt that I will heal the land. I've heard and blessed the request of my son. You will be with him, and you'll see my glory. Sons of mine sang when I created the heavens and earth. You will sing when I make all things new. Now, folks, this scripture says if we do certain things, then God will do certain things. But again, I want us to be clear. God is not giving us a means to manipulate. This is a means of grace. It's not leverage. It's a lifeline. It's meant to change our hearts, not change God's mind. It's meant to mend our ways, not alter his. It's to put us in our proper place, not put us in God's place. It's to establish the rights of God with his people, not for his people to pull strings. Our actions, good or bad, they never determine or dictate or direct God to any course of action. But God, in fathomless love and condescending grace, he loves to respond as a father to his children. Hear it from his own lips. When I saw you on the road of your life, I ran to you. I embraced you. I kissed you. I clothed you in my son's righteousness. You now wear a garment of salvation. You have no fear at the marriage supper of my son that you will be expelled because you have the wedding garment on. You cannot fathom this, but I cannot give you up. I rejoice over you with singing. You can never be separated from my love. I'm greater than all. No one can pluck you out of my hand. I'll say to the north, give up, and to the south, bring my sons from afar, my daughters from the ends of the earth. Should not be any man be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I'll be with you. I will not fail you or forsake you. I'll cover you with my feathers, and under my wings you shall trust. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night or the arrow that flies by day. 1,000 shall fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand. Won't happen to you. Folks, our God, like his son at the feeding of the 5,000, he already knows what he's going to do. Yet he speaks lovingly and gives opportunity for his own to act in faith. In order that we might do so, we have a Bible which declares God to us, his Son who's made him known to us, and his Spirit who witnesses with our spirit that we are the children of God. But let's conclude this time with one more great declaration from God's own mouth as recorded by Job. The grave is naked before me, and the burden has no covering. I stretch the north over the void, and I hang the earth on nothing. I bind the waters in my thick clouds, and the cloud is not split open under them. I cover the face of the full moon and spread over it my cloud. I have inscribed a circle on the face of the waters at the boundary of the sea between light and darkness. The pillars of heaven tremble. They're astounded at my rebuke. By my power, I stilled the sea. By my understanding, I shattered Rahab. By my winds, the heavens are made fair. My hand pierces the fleeing serpent. Behold, these are but the outskirts of my ways. How small a whisper do I give you of them? But the thunder of my power, no one can understand. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for a few moments to spend with one verse. But these are your words, Father. These are your words. They're not addressed to people who don't know you, who don't care. They're not addressed to people who swear and mock and laugh and jive and all the rest and live as if you don't exist. You said this to your people. You have said on your authority with all the power and glory and love of your name that if your people called by your name would humble themselves and pray, seek your face, and turn from their wicked ways, then you would hear from heaven, forgive our sin and heal our land. May it be so for your eternal honor and glory. Amen.